Hello, everyone, and welcome to What Is My Life with Brianna Elise. I'm so excited to be doing this episode. I have been wanting to do a podcast since probably November or December. I just didn't know what to do, what to talk about, and honestly, I just didn't think that people would even care to listen to it. But the past couple of months has really taught me how to not care about what people think. So we're just gonna go for it. I will say that I have posted an intro episode, kind of like a teaser type of thing, before this. So this is kind of going to be a continuation of that. I'm just gonna talk a little bit about what I've been doing since then. But before I do that, I will be doing my happy and crappy, or if you listen to the first episode, then you know it's the crappy and then the happy. So let's just get right into that. My crappy of the week is, actually I have a couple. I would say, okay, also I'm recording this right now, which is Monday night before it's being released on Wednesday. So my crappy is that Wednesday is actually my birthday, and that's why I wanted to release it that day. And for the first time in 22 years, I will be by myself, which is really crazy. So when you're listening to this, it's actually my birthday. So just go give me a little happy birthday on Snapchat or something, just to make me feel better about being by myself. Anyway, another crappy is I just had like a terrible day today. And it was a lot of small stuff that just really got to me. I woke up this morning, went on social media. That was one of the first things I did, which should not be something that is like the beginning of your morning routine, but that's what I did. And I saw a post that upset me in like a bad regret type of way. So my day just started off terrible. And then I had a couple of different things for my new job that I had to do today, which I'll get into that later. And then later after my HR stuff, I saw a post on Twitter that was actually like very sad and happy at the same time, but it was about a man with Alzheimer's who like got a puppy or something like that. But it was a stuffed puppy because the grandkid bought it for them or whatever. And it just made me feel so sad because that's how my grandmother was before she passed away earlier this year. And it was just kind of, I don't like using this word much, but it was kind of triggering. And so like I started sobbing literally. And I had a nice little crying session. So yeah. And then later that day, my goodness, I left my wallet in the car while I was shopping, which I, at the time, I didn't know it was in the car. Got to the register, looked in my purse, saw that it was missing. So I put my cart to the side, went to my car to see if I could find it. Couldn't find it for a good 10 minutes. I called Trader Joe's because that's where I was before Walmart. And that would have been the last place that I saw it. They said they hadn't seen it. No one had turned it in. So I thought somebody stole it. And I called them back to ask if they could check the carts, because I knew that I had it sitting in the cart when I was walking out, and I might not have grabbed it when I was getting, like, going into my car. But literally, as soon as she put me on hold to have somebody check the carts, I went around to the other side of my car and found it laying like between the door and the seat. That's why I couldn't find it. And it was just like, I don't know why, but that just really got to me. I started crying before that actually happened. But anyway, those are a lot of crappies. So let's move on to the happy stuff. And this is why I always do my crappies before my happies, because you have to end on a happy note. My happy would be that, like I said, today I started a couple of things regarding my new job. So I got my ID today, and I got my work phone and my work computer. Also, I don't know if the school has money or if all res hall directors have this, but my work phone is an iPhone XR, which is what I currently have as my personal phone. So that would be a happy. I was just happy to see like my supervisor and the other RD that's going to be starting with me. I got to move into my apartment this weekend, which was really good, and my mom helped me, and she's coming back up next weekend to finish helping me like decorate and stuff like that, and just to make sure I'm settled in like before the school year actually starts and everything. So that was good. What else? I think that would be, my birthday is on Wednesday, or today if you're like listening to it on Wednesday when it's released. And I am turning 22, so I'm extremely excited about that. I feel like it won't be any different than being 21, honestly. It's just like a year older, if that makes sense. But like, I feel like I won't feel any different. And I get to go home this weekend, even though I just moved up here. And I get to see my best friends and my mom and my family, just to celebrate a little bit for the birthday weekend. So that is my happies and crappies actually. And that was kind of a long spiel. So if you got through that, thank you. Moving on into kind of a continuation of the first like intro episode teaser type of thing. In that episode, you'll hear me say like, my name is Brianna. I usually go by Bree, but for the podcast it's Brianna Elise. And I went to school at Woodbury College, and I just graduated in May, and that college is in Iowa, in like a very small town. Small town to me, actually. It's kind of a big town to some people that I actually know that went to Woodbury too. So, and then I'm originally from St. Louis, and so after I graduated from Wartburg, I went to St. Louis for about a month and a half, and then moved to Kansas City, which is where I'm currently at right now. And I am a resident director at a university here, and pretty much that's just a position where I am in charge of a resident hall here on campus. I'm in charge of a first year dorm here, and I'm in charge of RAs and making sure that my residents are okay. I do their move-in, their check-ins. I do scheduling for my RAs, my DAs, which is my desk assistants. I do all of that, and everything that has to do with my hall, I deal with pretty much. So that's kind of what my job is. And then in October, hopefully, I will be entering my master's program, which I'm still debating if it's going to be the master's of management program or the master's of business administration program. But I will keep everyone up to date on that one. I just need to take the GMAT one more time in order to get the application finished. So that's it for that. I also say a couple things about like hobbies and stuff. I will honestly tell you that the only thing I do, I'm kind of a boring person. The only thing that I do is watch YouTube videos, read if I have time, which I barely have time. I have more time now than when I was in college, but I read now. I'm currently reading Becoming Michelle Obama, so I'm really excited about that. What else do I do? Literally nothing. I over the summer, the month and a half that I was back home, I just sat in my room and watched YouTube videos, or I was at work for my part-time job that I used to have. But that's literally the only things that I even do. Moving on to kind of the message of this week, I wasn't really sure what I wanted to talk about this week, but I recorded something that I think was kind of good and something that I've been struggling with, especially this summer. But I'm going to save that for a different episode, so look forward to that either next week's episode or the week after that. But today I'm just going to play 21 questions, which is kind of weird because I'm going to be asking myself the questions and then make like giving the answers. But we'll just get into that. So I'm going to kind of do this a little bit rapid fire, just so it's not 21 minutes, because I do like to talk a lot when it comes to things like this. So let's get started. What shows are you into? I would say Law and Order, SVU, best one. No other one compares. Blue Bloods, and I just started Lucifer on Netflix, and it's actually pretty good so far. Are you usually late or early? LOL, late, almost all of the time, which is not a good thing, but I'm working on it. How useful would you be in a zombie apocalypse? I would be absolutely useless, because I don't like to run, and I'm not very quiet, so I just, you should not be friends with me during a zombie apocalypse, actually. Favorite drink. My non-alcoholic favorite drink would be sweet tea. I love sweet tea. My alcoholic favorite drink would be Moscato. What job would you be terrible at? I would say probably being a teacher, because I feel like teachers have a lot of patience, which I don't have, and kids aren't really a fan of me, and I'm not really that big of a fan of kids either. So, what takes up too much of your time? I would definitely say social media. I spend way too much time on social media during the day. And if you saw my screen time, it would be absolutely outrageous and you would be so disappointed in me. How different was your life a year ago? Let's see. July of last year. Okay, I would say I did have an internship last year, which it was okay. And so that's something I was doing. I just got my car probably 2 weeks ago this time last year. And I was kind of like coming off of a terrible school year for me, like mentally anyway, and academically, honestly. And oh my goodness, I was still wanting to go to law school at that time. So yeah, that's completely different than what I am doing now. What's your favorite genre of book or movie? My book would definitely be motivational, and movie would be rom-com. What city would you most like to live in? Denver, Colorado. Loved it when I stayed there for about 4 months. What is one of the most heartwarming things you have ever seen? Oh, this is emotional. I have a picture of my grandmother and my aunt walking together, like hand in hand. And this was like around the time that her Alzheimer's started started to develop. And so she was like kind of weary about who we were. And it was just kind of heartwarming because she's the one that grabbed my aunt's hand. So yes, I do have a picture of that. And it's like one of my favorite pictures on my phone right now. Would you rather go hang gliding or whitewater rafting? Neither. Bodies of water that are larger than a pool freak me out. And I'm afraid of heights. So neither one of those. What is one thing that you can't afford but you really want? I would say a trip to Switzerland, because I've always wanted to go to Switzerland. What are you looking forward to in the coming months? I would say growing my podcast. Of course, my new job, since I just started that 2 days ago, pretty much. And I like for real started in less than a week for training. And I would say grad school, because I just feel like it's a new journey. Who inspires you to be better? Definitely my mom. But then I would also say my friends, because seeing my friends happy makes me happy. And I would say the things that they do, especially some of my friends back home, and like seeing them grow over the past couple of years really inspires me to be better. So what do you have doubts about? That's a tough one. I would honestly say my path in life. I'm not exactly sure what I'm actually supposed to be doing, like what is my calling yet, but I'm slowly figuring that out, I guess. What irrational fear do you have? I would say death by falling down the stairs. It's extremely irrational, but that's just, I don't know. I just picture myself, if I die, it would be because I fell down the steps. I don't know why. And it's not like I'm super afraid of the steps or anything. Like, I can still walk down and up steps. It's just, I don't know. Anyway, what's the hardest lesson you learned? Don't rely on other people's opinions. And honestly, like, I know that, but I'm still kind of learning, if that makes sense, because I still let a lot of people's opinions get to me, especially people that are close to me. So what do you want to be remembered for? I would say helping people, no matter what job or anything that I go into. I just want to make sure that I'm helping other people, because I think that drives like my happiness and like how I feel about myself, if that makes sense. What do you hope your last words would be? I'm gonna say I love you. I don't really know where my last words will be, but hopefully I'm surrounded by people I love, or at least with the person that I love. So I love you. In your group of friends, what role do you play? I would definitely say the mom friend. A lot of my friends actually call me mom sometimes. And I do act like a mom most of the time. And last question, what is the title of the current chapter of your life? LOL, what is my life? That would be the chapter of my life, the title of the chapter of my life, because I say that quite often, and that is the name of this podcast. So, yeah. Okay, that's all the questions I have about myself. Hopefully you learned a couple things about me. Not really much to learn, but there you go. Okay, now we're getting into song quote or challenge of the week. And I just want to let you guys know that I already did a spin of the wheel before I actually started the episode, and it landed on song. So my song of the week, and honestly a song that you should just listen to at least once, and I promise you it will be such a mood booster, it's Soulmate by Lizzo. It is so good. Just listen to it one time, and honestly, after you listen to it one time, you probably won't stop. That's like the first song I listen to on my playlist if I'm getting in the car, when I wake up, or if I just need like a mood booster throughout the day. That's the best song ever. All of her songs are really good, but that one's a really good one right now. And I think it's underrated, by the way. Anyway, that's all I have for you guys today, and I really hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope that you stuck with me through the entire episode, and I just hope you'll be there for next week's episode, which I will be uploading every Wednesday, and I'll kind of do a season since right now I'm just doing training for work, but once all of my RAs and stuff move in and I start training for them, I know that I'm going to have to step back for a little bit, so that's why I'm doing it in seasons, and that way it'll be a season one for like 2 months and then maybe like a 2 week break, and then season two will start, if that makes sense. So feel free to follow me on Instagram at BREELUV97 or follow the podcast Instagram at What Is My Life Official. And you can also follow me on Snapchat at BREELUV97, same thing as my Instagram. And I hope to talk to you guys next week. Bye.